Tantor Audio presents Before the Storm by Diane Chamberlain. Narrated by Abby Craden and Chris Koscheski. Laurel. They took my baby from me when he was only 10 hours old. Jamie named him Andrew after his father, because it seemed fitting. We tried the name out once or twice to see how it felt in our mouths. Andrew. Andy. And suddenly he was gone. I'd forgotten to count his fingers or note the color of his hair. What sort of mother forgets those things? I fought to get him back, the way a drowning person fights for air. A full year passed before I held him in my arms again. Finally, I could breathe, and I knew I would never, ever let him go.
Chapter 1. Andy. When I walked back into my friend Emily's church, I saw the pretty girl right away. She'd smiled and said hey to me earlier when we were in the youth building, and I'd been looking for her ever since. Somebody had pushed all the long church seats out of the way so kids could dance, and the girl was in the middle of the floor dancing fast with my friend Keith, who could dance cooler than anybody. I stared at the girl like nobody else was in the church. Even when Emily came up to me and said, "Where were you? This is a lock-in. That means you stay right here all night." I saw that her eyebrows were shaped like pale check marks. That meant she was mad. I pointed to the pretty girl. "Who's that?"
"How should I know?"
Emily poked her glasses higher up her nose.